But if you're talking about that part of day, though, you know, and you're talking about it in relation to the sun, wouldn't you say either sunrise or sun up? I mean, either.
I might say I saw the sunrise. I would be lying because I have seldom seen it, but.
But you.
I would not speak of the time of day as sunrise or sunset. I would speak of seeing the sunrise or seeing the sunset or moonrise.
Right. And you're talking about this, what time did the sun rise? At say, you know, sort of 6 a.m. You say the sun
rose at 6 a.m.
But really, by the time I got up, the sun had already
risen.
And if Tuesday is today, Monday was
yesterday,
and Wednesday will be
tomorrow.
And if someone came to see you, if someone's coming to see you, not this next Sunday, but the following Sunday, am I to say he's coming?
A week from Sunday.
Do you ever use Sunday week?
No.
Is it common in the...
Yes, I hear it. But okay. It isn't a term that comes readily to my lips.
How about a two-week period of time? Do you have a term for that?
I would say 2 weeks. I think I have read Fortnite more than I've heard it.
Okay. And if you wanted to know the time, you might ask someone just casually.
What time is it?
And on
or Taylor.
Pardon?
Taylor.
Yeah, and what? And on that was the one thing we learned in French. I had a teacher come in every day and say "Quelle heure est-il?" And "Il est 11h." It was always 11 o'clock. You know, like, that's the one.
No matter what time.
And on my wrist, I have a
watch.
And in about a half hour, what time was it?
Oh, about 6:30.
And then about 15 minutes after that?
6:45.
Now, what's another way of expressing that?
6:45.
And if you haven't seen someone for a long time, that I haven't seen her for quite...
I would say for a long time. I have heard many times, when I was a child, I guess, in a coon's age.
Mm-hmm. How about, did you do that very often? Say, oh, I do that once in a while. The term coon's age would be more common than something than spell.
Mm-hmm.
Quite a spell, it's quite a coon's age.
Coon's age, I imagine, though, is going out with the black emphasis.
Right.
Because I think, I don't know whether it referred to a Negro or to an animal, the coon, the raccoon, but I imagine it's become a no-no.
Right, sure, no doubt. If 1970 was last year, 1971 is
this year.
And if a child, tell me the age of a child, say the child is
three.
The whole thing is three.
3 years old.
Yeah. And if something happened, if today is the 13th of July, if something happened on July 13th, 1970, you'd say that happened just
a year ago.
Talk about the weather today, apart from the fact that it's hot, let's disregard that. It's like, it's what kind of a day? It's a
beautiful day.
Right. And if the sun weren't shining, you might say it's
cloudy, muggy, messy.
Okay.
Dull.
Yeah. Now what's a messy day, is it?
Oh, like this morning was, when it's a little bit cloudy and raining a little bit now and then, and just not pleasant to be out.
Would a messy day necessarily involve some kind of...
Precipitation,
some kind?
Yes.
Okay. And if the weather has been nice, but then it's rain or snow is expected, you might say that the weather is...
It's lovely now, but we're expecting it to be bad.
Yeah. But in... But
the prediction is for bad weather, foul weather.
Would you use something like changing, breaking, gathering, turning, or threatening?
I wouldn't. I hear it on the weather report, but it doesn't come to me.
And those things up in the sky, you can't see right here, is that?
Stars, clouds, or trees.
Okay. Why did you go to camp?
From the time I was 5 until I started working after I had finished college. In fact, I worked that summer at a camp out of Chicago that year with children who had behavior problems.
Where was the camp?